I got two portions of scripture reading. I'll read the first one while we're standing. And the second one will sit so that you can enjoy it while you're seated. 1 Corinthians and chapter
13.
We're going to, it's not a very long chapter, so we'll just take it up. Amen. Chapter 13 of 1 Corinthians. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tingling cymbal.
Kunyamwe ndikataura nendimi dzavanhu nadzavatumwa, ini ndisina rudo, ndinenge ndangovaita sendarira inorira, nedare rinongoti ngwere ngwere.
And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing.
Kunyangwe ndine chipo chokuprofita, ndichinzwisisa zvakavanzika zvose nokuziva kwose. Kunyangwe ndine kutenda kuti ndigone kudzupura makomo, asi ini ndisina rudo, handizi chinhu.
And I know my daughter Charity is happy when I'm mentioning her name through the scripture.
Ndoziva kuti mwanasikana wangu Charity anofara kana ndichiverenga zita rake somumagwaro.
And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing.
Kunyangwe ndagovera varombo zvose zvandinazvo, kunyangwe ndikaisa muviri wangu kuti ndipiswe, ini ndisina rudo, hazvindibatsiri chinhu.
Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up.
Rudo runo moyo murefu, runo moyo munyoro, rudo harune godo, rudo harune manyawi, uye haruzvikudzi.
Doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil.
Haruiti zvisakafanira, haruzvitsvakiri zvarwo, harutsamwi, harufungi zvakaipa.
Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth.
Harufariri zvisakarurama, asi runofarira zvokwadi.
Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things.
Runofukidza zvose, runotenda zvose, runotariro mune zvose, uye runotsungirira pazvose.
Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away.
Rudo harutongoperi, zvino kana kuri kuprofita kuchabviswa, kana dziri ndimi dzichaguma, kana kuri kuziva kuchabviswa.
For we know in part and we prophesy in part.
Nokuti tinoziva zvisakakwana uye tinoprofita zvisakakwana.
But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away.
Asi kana zvakakwana zvasvika, izvo zvisakakwana zvichabviswa.
When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I become a man, I put away childish things.
Ini ndichiri mwana, ndaitaura somwana, ndaifunga somwana, ndairangarira somwana, zvino zvandava murume, ndakubvisa zvinhu zvose zvoumwana.
For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known.
Nokuti zvino kuona pachione woni. Tisinga woni kwazvo kwazvo. Asi nenguva iyo, tichaona nezviso zvakatarisana. Zvino, ndinoziva zvakakwana. Asi nenguva iyo, ndichaziva sezvandakazivikanwawo neniwo.
And now abide faith, hope, charity. These three, but the greatest of these is charity.
Zvino kutenda netariro norudo zvitatu izvi ndizvo zvinogara asi chikuru pakati pazvo ndirwo rudo.
Amen. May the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word. You may be seated.
Shavakomborere kuverenga kweshoko ravo mugare henyu pasi.
Then I'll continue from 2 Peter and chapter 1.
Shavarenga kuna 2 Peter 1.
Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, Simon, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ.
Simon Peter, muranda no muapostora wa Jesu Kristu, kune vakagoverwa kutenda kumwe nokwedu kunokosha nokururama kwaMwari wedu nemponesi Jesu Kristu.
Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord.
Nyasha ngadzive nemi norugare ngaruwanzwe pakuziva Mwari naJesu iye Ishe wedu.
According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue.
Nokuti nesimba roMwari wake takapiwa zvose zvinodikanwa paupenyu nepakunamata Mwari nenzira yokumuziva iye wakatidana nokubwinya kwake nokunaka.
Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by this you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust.
Akatipa nazvo zvipikirwa zvinokosha zvakakura kwazvo kuti nazvo muve vanhu vakagoverwa umwari matiza kuora kuri panyika nokuchiva.
And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge.
Zvino nemhaka iyi muchishingaira kwazvo wedzerai kunaka pakutenda kwenyu nepakunaka kwenyu wedzerai zivo.
And to knowledge, temperance, and to temperance, patience, and patience, godliness.
Nepakuziva kuzvidzora, nepakuzvidzora kutsungirira, nepakutsungirira kunamata Mwari.
And to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity.
Nepakunamata Mwari kuda vatendi, nepakuda vatendi rudo.
For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall be neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Nokuti kana muine zvinhu izvi zvichiramba zvichiwanzwa zvichakuitai vanhu vasine usimbe nevasingashayiwi zvibereko pakuziva Ishe wedu Jesu Kristu.
But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and had forgotten that he was purged from his old sins.
Nokuti munhu usina zvinhu izvozvi ibofu unoona zviri pedyo bedzi wakatokanganwa kusukwa kwezvivi zvake zvakare.
Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure, for if you do these things you shall never fall.
Saka hama dzangu shingairai kwazvo kuti musimbise kudanwa nekusanangurwa kwenyu, nokuti kana muchiita izvozvi hamutongogumburwi.
For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly unto the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Nokuti muchizviita muchazarurirwa zvakanaka kuti mupinde muushe husingaperi waShe wedu nomuponesi Jesu Kristu.
Amen. Praise the Lord. This was a long reading, but I believe that the Lord is going to help us go through the scriptures.
Taverenga parefu, titavera kuti Ishe vachatibatsira kuti pinde mumagwaro iwaya.
At least you'll be able to remember the scriptures.
Ndinodavira kuti muchakwanza kurangarira magwaro.
Amen. You can go back home and go through them again.
Munogona kudzokera kumba moenda moroverenga magwaro mamwe chetewo.
But from these scriptures, I'd like to take a thought of charity, the supreme anointing.
Kubva magwaro iwaya ndoda kutora dingi ndira rinoti rudo chiricho chizoro chepamusoro soro.
Amen. And as we look at this together, I want to bring this idea that we all know. That the prophet told us that the way God deals with the church is the same way that God deals with the individual. It's also the way he deals with the world. Amen. This world went through baptism of water, which is justification. That was in the days of Noah. And 2,000 years later, the same world was sanctified by the blood of Jesus Christ. And 2,000 years later, we're expecting a rapture of the church. When the church experiences a baptism of fire. Amen. And the church won't be the same again. The world won't be the same again. It will be a different world altogether, so that Almighty God can come and dwell on this world. So the baptism of fire for the world is cleansing it so that there might be a dwelling place of Christ and His bride. So that is what he does to this world. Amen. And the church has also gone through justification in the days of Martin Luther. And it went through sanctification in the days of John Wesley. And had the baptism of the Holy Ghost in the time of the Pentecost. And after Pentecost, the Holy Ghost Himself, God, comes back to His church. And that is what He does to the church. Amen. And the individual also goes through the same process. When you hear the word of God, you go through justification, and we invite you to the baptism in the name of Jesus Christ in water, like what we're going to do next Sunday.
And
amen. And then you keep on growing until you go through sanctification, cleaning you of all that is, all the dirt that is around your life.
Uramba uchikura, uchika pakucheneswa, uchika pakugezwa, tsvina yese iri muupenyu hwako.
Amen. And then from then, you got to be baptized of the Holy Ghost. So that you can be a dwelling place of the Almighty God. From then on, we know it's no longer you that is living, but Jesus Christ is the one that is living in you. You are a candidate of the rapture by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That is what we are still waiting for here. Amen. We are not waiting for any other world developments or church developments. But the one thing that the whole church is waiting for is a rapture.
asi chinhu chimwe chete chakamiswa nechurch kubvutwa.
The world is waiting to see the rapture.
Nyika yakamirira kuona kubvutwa.
All aspects of this world are coming to an end.
Zvinhu zvose zvepasi rino iri zvakusvika pakunopera.
Amen. Our politics, our economy, our finances, our world church systems and everything is just coming to a shallow end.
Urongwa hwezvimatongerwo enyika, urongwa hwakabata nyika inoyi pamwe chete, urongwa hwezvemari dzepano pasi, zvese zviri kusvika pakupera.
We're not talking about this country only. We're talking about the whole world.
Hatisi kutaura pamusoro peZimbabwe chete. Tirikutaura pamusoro penyika dzose.
Everybody is trying to look for a method that will embetter everybody, but we don't seem to be getting one.
Munhu wese ari kushingaira kuti atsvage nzira yekuti upenyu hwevanhu nendaramo yavo zvive nani.
Amen.
Nzira yacho iri kushayikwa.
So the church has been going through a progression in development.
Kerekeo yanga iri kufamba nhano dzebudiriro.
And the prophet preached a message on state of a perfect man.
Profita akaparidza maridzo yechimiro chemunhu akakwana.
He was looking at the church the way God was developing it.
Akatarisa church kakudzirwa kwayanga ichiitwa naMwari.
And he's looking at the believer so that we also see how God is developing you.
Wotarisa kumutendi kuti tigone kuzoona kuti uri kukudzwa sei naMwari.
Amen. And the church has been going through the different virtues as we read in the book of Peter.
Kereke yanga iri kupinda muzvinhano zvehunhu wataverenga mubhuku raPeter.
Because the church has got to be in the stature of a perfect man.
Nekuti kereke irikufanira kupinda muchimiro chemunhu akakwana.
It was God who poured himself into Jesus Christ.
NdiMwari vakazvidurura muna Jesu Kristu.
And Jesus Christ was the reflection of the unseen God.
Jesu Kristu akava kuratidzwa kwaMwari asingaonekwi.
And he was a mystery of God revealed.
Anga ari chakavanzika chaMwari aiswa pachena.
And all that was in Jesus Christ was poured into the church.
Zvose zvakazviri muna Jesu Kristu zvakadururwa kupinda muchurch.
So Jesus Christ is now invisible, but he is visible in the church.
Hongu Jesu Kristu haasi kuonekwa panyama asi ari kuoneka kuburikidza nechurch.
So the church must be the visible image of the invisible God.
Kereke iri kufamba kuva iri chiratidzo chinooneka chaMwari asingaonekwi.
Amen. And the church is the mystery of Jesus Christ revealed.
Uye church ndo chakavanzika chaJesu Kristu chinenge chazarurwa.
She, the church, also must speak the same way Jesus was speaking to say, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life.
Kereke iri kufamba kutaura nenzira imwe chete yaitaurwa naye naJesu kuti ndini nzira.
The church must also say the same, that all power in heaven and on earth has been given to me.
Church iri kufanga kutaura mashoko mamwe chetewo yekuti masimba ose ekudenga nepasi akapuwa kwandiri.
Amen. When all that was in God was poured into Jesus Christ, he knew it, he recognized it, and he believed it.
Zvese zvanga zviri muna Mwari pazvakadirwa muna Jesu Kristu akazviziva, akazvicherechedza uye akazviratidza.
And he lived accordingly.
Akararama upenyu hwanga uri maringe neizvozvo.
Knowing exactly where the anointing of God was moving from God to Jesus Christ.
Achinyatsoziva chaipo pakufamba kwechizoro chaMwari kubva muna Mwari kuenda muna Jesu Kristu.
The way he was behaving when he met the sinners, when he met the sick people.
Kazvibatiro kaiita paanenge asangana nevarwere, paanenge asangana nevatadzi.
He knew it's me that must do it.
Aitozviziva kuti ndini ndirikufanira kuzviita.
He wasn't leaving it for somebody else.
Anga asiri kusiya kuti nhingi achazouyawo ita.
Because he knew that the anointing, the full anointing was in him, in person.
Aiziva kuti chizoro chacho chizere changa chiri maari.
Is that right? So he knew, I'm the one that must heal this sick. It's me that must do this deliverance. Amen. When legion came to him, Jesus Christ did not say, you go and see the high priest. But he knew, I am the one.
Legion pakauya kwaari, Jesu anauti ndaunoona mupristi mukuru, aitoziva kuti ndiye wacho.
He knew his responsibility
because
of the time he was living in. Is that right? Because remember that the prophet asked the question, he says, what is light? He says, light is the word of God revealed in its day when you see it. So he's bringing in the picture that he might reveal truth in a certain day. But if you don't see it yourself, it's not light to you. You are living in darkness until you see it. So each day has got a revelation that has got to be given to it. Jesus Christ reveals himself in each generation. And Jesus Christ is the word of God revealed in that day. Made flesh and manifested before the people. Is that right? So, if it was true for Jesus Christ, it is true for us today. How is it true for us? Because now we know Jesus is living in us. This is the place where Jesus is. If you want to see him anyway, he is in the bride. So we have got to feel the weight of responsibility. If there is anything that must be done on the earth today, spiritually speaking, the bride is responsible. If it is the healing of the sick, the bride is responsible. We don't leave it to Makandiwa, right? We don't leave that to Hubert. That's not part of the program. How many of you believe that? They are out of the program of God. But it is you that is in the program of God. How many of you believe you are in the program of God today? We're not talking about tomorrow. We're talking about now. He is dealing with the bride today. And this is the place where Jesus Christ is found. Therefore, we have got to act with responsibility. We must know that God is looking upon us for everything that is spiritual that is going to be done today. He's not leaving it to any of the denominations. Because he already said, come out of here, my people. Is that right? Did he say that? We all came out. If we came out, it means you are responsible. You are walking out with a responsibility. Amen. And Jesus Christ, when he was alive, he says, the Father worketh. He says, and the Son worketh hitherto. And this is our scripture now. The Father worketh. But the bride worketh hitherto. Do you believe what I'm talking about? Yes. This is where the anointing of God is. Amen. And we're all looking for the rapture. Not 20 years, 40 years, 50 years to come. We've been looking for the rapture ever since we came in the message. Amen. And we notice with the signs around us.
It's
much closer than any other time.
Amen.
It's much closer. And when you look around for the fulfillment of the promise of the rapture,
we're
not looking at certain brothers.
But yeah,
I think brother so-so-so is the one that is
going.
Even that other brother
also.
Even sister so-and-so.
Sister,
ah, that one will go. How about you? I would rather start counting from me than talk about others. Why would you think other brothers are more qualified for the rapture than you? How can you do that? When you already believe the message for the rapture, you have believed the message with the power to change your body, then you think other brothers are better off than yourself. Your thinking is misplaced. But I would rather encourage you to start with yourself first. Even if you came here for the first time, you must say, me number one. That other one, number two. The one that invited me, number two. But me, I'm first. Isn't that good? Yeah. You mustn't think of somebody else better than you. Because when the scripture says, behold, I send you Elijah, the prophet. Does it say, behold, I send them Elijah? But it says, behold, I send you. Who is included in the you? Do you see? You are included. So it means you are standing up to be counted. Don't count others first before you. You count yourself first. Is that right? Amen, amen, amen. We want to bring our thoughts in this service this morning. And make sure everybody around you is alert and awake. So you can shake their hand and say, how do you do? Oh, welcome to church. Amen. Praise be the name of the Lord. When you look at the stature of a perfect man, Brother Branham drew about that. The brothers are going to throw that on the screen for us.
Stature of a perfect man.
So that you can realize that the prophet wasn't talking about what is happening in this age only. But he went through history. So that you can understand what has been going on through the ages. Is that right? Because you remember that from the time Jesus ascended on high up to the time he's coming back, that whole Gentile period was divided into seven church ages. It's only seven church ages, not eight, please. And not ten. Amen. And seven messengers only, not eight. for each of the seven church ages. Everybody in the message must know these things. That the ages started off with Ephesus. You don't forget after Sunday school. Because you know the Sunday school teachers are busy telling our young people that is Ephesus and all the way through. And when you get married, you even forget that it starts off with the Ephesus. You must remember all. And what happened in each of the ages. And you must even know all the seven messengers. Because the one who identified the seven angels was the last one.
Is that
right? That is through all the history. Because in the days of Irenaeus, there was another great man by the name of Polycarp. You remember that? He had great works that he was doing in the ages. And Polycarp was a disciple of John. So, we could see how the progression was. But with a normal eye, you'd put Polycarp right there. Because of the progression from John to Polycarp. How many of you are still seeing the preacher? Okay? But it took the eye of a prophet to identify who the messenger of the age was. Despite the mighty works. Is that right? But the prophet was able to identify that Polycarp was leaning a little bit to organization. But the one who was lined up to the message of the day was
Irenaeus.
Is that right? Throughout all the ages, there were many preachers going on. Amen. In the days of Luther and Wesley, do you remember Moody? Do you remember Calvin? You remember Whitefield? You know all those great preachers of the day? But God gave the prophet a proper eye to look through the ages and see the one who was identified with the rest of them. Is that right? So we accept what he told us. Because he told us that he was given the revelation to be able to identify who is where. But I want you to notice this. Each church age and each messenger, there was a virtue that was connected to the age that was coming up.
Panga paine hunu wanga waka sungirirwa nechizvarwa ichocho chinenge chiri kuuya.
Is that right? Now, before I talk about that, I want you to understand this. There were seven cities in Asia Minor, which today we call Turkey. Is that right? And those seven cities are the ones we have: Ephesus, Minor, Pergamos, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. There were towns in Turkey, Asia Minor.
Maguta, I am Asia Minor. Do I tell an own house? Say Ephesus, say Simina, say Thyatira, Chienda Nazuka, Laodicea.
Is that right? And there were message churches in each of them cities.
Manga Muine Makerek, M. Marizu.
And when John was writing to the different messengers, he identified them as the cities in Asia Minor.
John panga kunyorera kuvatumwa vemaguta ivavavo akaradza kuti maguta aya maguta emuAsia Minor.
Amen. Am I exciting somebody to go read the church ages again?
Pane wandatekenyedza here kuti ari kuti ndoda mbonodzokorodza machurch ages zvakare?
So that you can understand these things?
Kuti unzwisise zvinhu izvi.
It's part of the message.
Nekuti zvirimo mumharidzo.
Is that right? And the way the Holy Ghost had to identify the different cities
uye karatidzirwo kwakaitwa nemweya mutsvene maguta esaya
was very spectacular.
Mweya mutsvene wakazviratidza nenzira yakanaka.
Is that right? The way the Holy Ghost put the churches in order.
Karongedzerwo kakaita makereke a munzvimbo yawo.
Why does Ephesus come first?
Nemakayei guta reEphesus ririro rakatanga kutorwa.
And why does Laodicea come last?
Sei pakazonotanga pakazonopedzira kunyorerwa kuLaodicea.
Why not the other way around?
Sei asina kungotanga kunyorera kuLaodicea.
Have you ever thought about that?
Wakambozvifunga here iwe.
The Holy Spirit is the one that gave the order.
Mweya mutsvene ndo akazvirongedza.
Hallelujah. But listen, brother. The life that was going on in each city was prophesying the life and spirit that was taking care of that particular age coming.
Upenyu hwairaramiwa muguta rega rega hwaipa chiprofita cheupenyu nemweya waka wakazotapa.
Is that right? The life that was going on in the city of Ephesus was prophetic of the life that was going on from AD
53.
And this is how the Holy Ghost picked it. You remember the prophet talking about the temples that were in the city of Ephesus and depicting how the Nicolaitan spirit and all these other spirits are coming in.
Munorangarira muprofita achitaura pamusoro petemberi dzanga dziri muEphesus uye kuti temberi idzodzo dzaifanoratidza sei mweya wechiNicolaite wakazonoonekwa muchizvarwa cheEphesus.
Is that correct?
Chokwadi here.
And Laodicea.
Laodicea.
People's rights.
Kodzero dzevanhu.
Is that right? In them cities.
Mumaguta iwayo.
Today.
Nasi.
Are we all not talking about people's rights?
Hatiti nasi tese tiri kutaura pamusoro pekodzero kodzero.
The Rasta man wants his rights.
Ve Rasta vari kuda kodzero dzavo.
They want to be included in parliament with the Rasta.
Vari kuda kutova nemumiriri wavo muparliament ne Rasta.
Is that right? And they want to be in a message church with the Rasta. People's rights. Is that the day we're living in? Amen. Amen. The prostitute doesn't want to be arrested. Is their right? They are employed. Is their business?
Ndo basa ravo basa remaoko.
Is their right?
Ikodzero dzavo.
Is that right?
Ichokwadi here.
And they've pulled the rights too far until a man says it's my right to marry another man.
Uye nyaya yekodzero yanyanya kuendeswa mberi kusvika murume akuti ikodzero yangu kuroora mumwe murume.
And a woman can say, I will marry another woman. That was the definition of Laodicea then. So are you seeing how it is prophetic to the day we are living in? Is that right? So, if that is true, this is why Jesus Christ came in this day. And say, as it was in the days of
Sodom,
so shall it be in the days when the Son of Man shall be revealed. When a man is asking for rights to marry another man, that's Sodom. This is what was happening in
Sodom.
So the sin is called by the name of the city. Is that true? And Laodicea, as a city natural in Turkey, was destroyed by multiple earthquakes.
Guta reLaodicea se guta raive muTurkey rakazoparadzwa nekudengenyika kwenyika kwairamba kuchingoitika.
That's history.
But
that is prophetic
of
how this age is going to be destroyed. Is the world waiting for the big one? Yes. They all agree that the big one is coming in Los Angeles. But as far as they're concerned, there's life after the big one. They say it'll take 3 weeks. Keep food for 3 weeks at least in the boot. Because there won't be electricity and the roads are going to be broken and everything and everything. But brother, the proverb of this age did not tell us about 3 weeks. He told us that the whole city is going to slide to the bottom of the ocean. And that is going to start many other earthquakes around the world. Amen. Thank you, brothers. So at least you can see some people are seeing you, Dozi. Hey, brother, I don't believe you want your friend in Australia to see you,
Dozi.
Amen. Do you know that this service is being watched all over the world? How many of you remember that? Your friends in Australia, in Russia, they're watching. Is that true? Yeah. So when you come to church, you must know somebody is watching you, so you must get ready. So you mustn't doze, right? Attentive. Because all the time when the video is going to the world, where is Sister Soreso?
Video Amen.
Yes. But there is an advancement in science in this day. And this is what we're talking about. Did Daniel see this?
Daniel,
wisdom shall
increase.
This is where we are. Amen. But please don't miss church and say, I'm going to be watching at home. There's a blessing when you come here. And the scripture says, don't you ever forget the assembling together. But the anointing in the days of Paul was faith. Is that right? Faith was abounding on every believer in the days of Paul. Because this was God's virtue to fight and combat what the devil was bringing in each age. So whatever was happening in each city, God brought in a virtue that must fight it. Is that right? In the days of Smyrna, virtue, real virtue, Christian virtue. Amen. Pergamos, that's knowledge. Thyatira, that's temperance. Sardis, patience. Philadelphia, godliness. And in Laodicea, it's brotherly kindness. Is that right? Because in Laodicea, that's when everybody is only taking care of himself and myself and my everything. Is that right? Laodicea is the age of Jurawals.
Laodicea
is If you don't have one at your house, they say, what's wrong with this one?
Kana usina jura wokumba kwako, vanotoshamisika kuti izvi. Ko uyu dambudziko rake nderei ko?
I know you're thinking about this one now. But it's an age of myself. I'm covered. I'm here. Don't come into my territory, please. If children in the next door neighbor, they're busy playing ball, and the ball comes into your yard, say it's up to them. They're going to buy another one.
Vana veku next door vachizvitambira bhora robina mvura womago unokuti ndizvozvo bhora hakuna kwari chaenda vachatenga rimwe.
And they're busy whistling, please give us a ball.
Vachiridza muridzo.
You don't listen to that.
Bhora rawira kuseri.
Is that the age?
Ndochizvarwa chacho here.
Yeah. So what is happening to your house right now? That's exactly what is happening around you.
Saka zviri kuitika kumba kwenyu ndozviri kuitika kwauri iwewe.
It's a spirit.
Mweya.
Don't touch me.
Usandibata.
Don't come into my area. It's my territory. Don't even ask what I'm doing. It's up to me. You mind your own business. I'm minding my own. Is this what is going on?
Iwe ndiwe.
So, we put boundaries one to another. That's Laodicea. Is that right? Whatever I do, even if I step your toes, it's up to you. It's your own business. I don't care. Is that true? It's the spirit of the age. But brotherly kindness goes beyond that. Amen. You live like there's no boundary. Is that right? If they step your toe, you don't step yours, theirs, right? But you bless them and pray for them. That's brotherly kindness. I don't care what they're doing. Is that right? But I want to draw a bigger circle. Brotherly kindness means draw a bigger circle. Laodicea says, close yourself in. But we want to draw a bigger circle. And Brother Bram gave a good example. Brother Bram says, these little ducks were happy in their own little pond. And they were saying, our water is cleaner than yours. We've got more insects to eat this side. Amen. Amen. But time is going to come when all those differences must be dissolved. Then it rains so heavy until all the ponds fill up. And the waters begin to join up into this other one. Then there's no more boundary. Laodicea.
Laodicea.
We are the best church in the city.
We
are the best church in the country. We are the Ephesus, they are Corinthians.
Hey,
brother. That's not the spirit of Laodicea. That's not brotherly kindness. Is that right? You don't compare nobody with nobody. You don't compare no church with the other church. Is that right? When you are talking about the rapture, you count yourself in and count the others too. Don't you ever allow Laodicea to anoint you. Laodicea means even if you're in Plum Tree, Saturday night, I must find ways to be in Eastleigh.
Saturday usiku, uriku Plum Tree, as what don't know Mangwana is Shondo, don't have to know yet there one up Eastleigh. Open the church.
in case they're going to say you're an unbeliever. Brotherly kindness does not act like that. Even Zombe, look for a church in Zombe. Phone around, look for a church there. Is that right? Yeah. When you are in Plumtree, look for a church in
Plumtree.
God has blessed us with our missionary field that is broken into every city, into every reserve, into every business center. Yeah, look for the believers somewhere and you shine your light wherever you are. Amen. Even if there are only 5 people, don't go there and say, me, I'm coming from a church with so many people. What are you doing here?
5.
The prophet said, I go where God tells me to go. I can preach to 5. I can preach to 100. I can preach to 1,000, 5,000, 50,000. Wherever he leads me to go, I will go. Because there are some preachers who don't go to preach for 5 people. Some preachers, they don't accept invitation if they're not going to preach. Hey, brother, sister, we are not affected by the spirit of Laodicea. No, we are way above that. This is why we've got a supreme anointing, which is above all those things. I'm a better Christian than this one. That idea alone shows us you are worse. I sing better than this one. This one has got a croaking voice. That attitude is not from God. I'm a better preacher than this one. That's Laodicea. It doesn't come from God. Is that right? My house is better than theirs. I live in a better community and a better a place than this other one. I dress better than this one. My shoes are always elephant skin. I don't put on Tommy.
Laodicea.
Come out of here, my people. Are you seeing what I'm talking about? We want an anointing that is supreme. Where the prophet says, Tuxedo has got a hug, the overall. Amen. And the silk must hug the calico. I like that. Hey, brother. Before you make friends, you ask, how much do you earn?
$50.
I can make a friend.
$50.
How much do you earn?
200. No.
That's Laodicea.
Do Laodicea actually?
Laodicea makes cliques and clans and clubs in the church.
Laodicea in order to my poker. Foot in the church.
Is that right? Business people this side.
Vandresha my business pan up.
House girls this side. Landscape developers on their own. That's not the message. That's Laodicea. Is that right? Amen. But the anointing of today is not affected by classes and how much you earn and where you live. That is not the anointing of this day. The anointing of this day goes way over that. Amen. Praise God, my brother. Sister. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. So Laodicea gives you friends according to classes.
Laodicea inokupa shamwari maringe nekutsvetwa kwapinenge maitwa mumapoka.
But the message does not do that.
Asi maridzo haiti zvinhu zvakadaro.
Is all right? Then above brotherly kindness.
Pamusoro perudo kuhama.
It's love that has got to anoint you. Is the headstone.
No, ibwere pamusoro.
He came to be the headstone.
Akauya kuti ave dombore pamusoro.
To keep the church.
Kuti azoturika dombore pamusoro pakereke.
With charity.
Kuisa dombore pamusoro rerudo.
With his own love.
Nerudo rwake iye.
Is that right? We all have filial.
Tese tine rudo rwevanhu.
One to another. Husband to wife. Is that right? But that one can come to a shallow end. When your friend doesn't give you back your money on time, friendship breaks. Is that right? So, filial love can end. It has got limits. Is that right? When your husband doesn't buy you the food you are looking for, you tell him, today there's no supper for you. Because we told him on the phone, when you're coming, please bring... Eh? Shawarma. All right. That's good.
Ne uto nanga bomtaura pa phone usavi hokuunza kumba oreka kuya nawo.
And if he doesn't bring the shawarma.
Oreka kuya ri shawarma yacho.
So there's no food for you today.
What don't want say nasa ndibiki. I'm not going to.
If you want your dinner today.
Kana uri kuda ndibiki.
Shawarma first. Then you're going to have your dinner.
Ndozo bika.
So, are you seeing that our filial love has got limits? Is that right? Yes, it has got limits. But when agape love comes to baptize your filial, is that right? Then the one who is reigning is agape love. And agape love has no limits. It keeps going and going and going. It's different from our own. Do you see? So you must have a desire to be baptized by agape himself. So if your friendship has no agape on the inside, it is going to shallow end. Is that right? When you say, I do here, and there's no agape, you're going to be in trouble. I kill you. Or get away from here.
Ipapano,
I give you a notice. If there's no agape love coming to take over on your filial, you're still going to be in trouble. Are you getting what I'm saying? So the one that gives us the best life of all lives has come. He has come to keep the church.
kuturika kuzoisa dombo repamusoro pachurch.
He has come to keep the individual.
Akauya kuzoisa dombo repamusoro pamunhu, dunga munhu.
Do you know that?
Munoziya here?
Do you believe that?
Munozvitenda here?
Why did he come?
Sei akauya?
To decorate our churches?
Zvakauya kuti tingoisa decoration muchurch.
To decorate our homes?
Toisa madecoration mudzimba.
No, brother.
Kwete hama.
Foxes have got holes. Birds have got nests. But the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. That's what he said. When he came, Son of Man ministry. When he came on the earth as a God prophet. And there's no church. Is that right? There was no church. And he's saying, the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Amen. And after he went, it was Son of God ministry in the church ages. But before Son of David, which is the millennium, God permits another little bit of time at the end of the seven church ages. And before he comes as Son of David, he allows a period where he comes back again. Are you hearing what I'm saying? When he, God, comes back again in the form of a man, Son of Man. So it is him that came back in the ministry of William Branham. So it wasn't William Branham, but it was God in a man. When God comes back and assumes a body, that is Son of Man ministry. Is that right? Now he comes back as Son of Man. He is not able to say what he said when he came first time. When he said, the foxes have got holes and birds have got nests. And the Son of Man has got nowhere to lay his head. He can't say that again. Why? He's coming at the end of brotherly kindness and brotherly love. Is the anointing that is able to accept the capstone. So the capstone never came in the time of faith, in the time of virtue, knowledge, temperance. He never came during that time. But he was waiting for the church to assume brotherly kindness. So once he sees brotherly kindness in the church, that's the time he comes in to sit in the church. Now he has got a place to dwell. He has got a place to dwell. You are the place. No, you're not. That you are the temple of the living God. He has got a dwelling place. Do you believe that? Amen. This is the super anointing we're talking about. Is that right? This is what kind of life we must assume. To be like Jesus. To be like Jesus. When a brother gives you a fivefold on your cheek, what must you do?
Kana hama ikakupati bakera, unoita sei.
To be like Jesus. When your money doesn't come back on time, what must you do?
Chikwere tichisina kudzorwa panguva, unoita sei.
To be like Jesus. When your wife doesn't cook the way you want, what do you do? Are you going to give a fivefold?
Mudzimai asina kubika kabikiro kauri kuda, uri kuzompa fivefold.
To be. Hey, brother! Isn't that wonderful?
Hazvina kunaka here, ama.
Let's just sing that one together. Just the chorus.
chorus church.
Without instruments, right?
Passing our instruments.
Amen. To be like Jesus. To be like Jesus. On earth I long to be like Him. All through life's journey, from earth to glory, I only ask to be like Him. Hey, give the Lord a hand offering. You don't only greet those that greet you. You got your reward already. You don't give those who give you only. You already have your reward. But Jesus went to even the very base of the people of the earth. Is that right? He even went to Legion. Is that right? Even that woman that broke the bottle of oil, she was right there. If it was you, who was invited by Simeon? And you see this woman, you knew she was a vile woman. Everybody in the city knew this woman and her business, right? And she comes and she goes through the crowd looking for you. And she goes right to your feet. And you look around, everybody is looking at you. I know what you're going to do. You stand up and run. Because you didn't want that kind of testimony from the people about you. Did Jesus run? He knew better. Amen. The kind of people that Jesus went to are different from the kind of people that we visit. Is that right? Yeah, the learned wants to visit the learned and exercise their language and their information. Is that right? But Jesus didn't do that. And the Bible actually says the common people heard him gladly. Is that right? And in the days of the prophet, what does he also say? The common people heard him gladly. Amen. The language of the prophet, brother, is what we want. Don't try to change it so that it sounds better English. It's good the way it was. The promise is grammar is the ability to be heard and understood.
Muchirungu chakadzama chekutsenzeka chemuprofita kwanga kuri kukwanisika kwavo kunzwikwa nekunzwisisika.
Are we still in service? Do you love the Lord? Yes. To be like Jesus.
Kungoita saJesu.
Amen. When you are in a situation, you don't know which way to go, ask yourself a question. If Jesus was sitting here, what was he going to
do?
And you start singing to be like Jesus. Is alright? Amen. Don't sing it to be sarcastic when your wife doesn't behave the way you want, and then you sing from to be so that you don't do that.
No.
You sing for yourself. Don't sing for somebody.
Zvimbire nekuti rungonzwa kusundwa kuimba. Kwete kuti rumbo rwakaimbwa rwakananga kune mumwe munhu.
Amen. I've got a few quotes to read here.
Tine zvinokorwa zvakati kuti
zvekuverenga. What here is thou Elijah?
Buku iri urikunzwa Eliya.
Amen. On paragraph 20.
Paragraph 20.
Oh, how that we need in this journey. That we are in now to find a place of rest and to feast on the word of God. So that it will give us strength. Night after night. Go to the room and rest. And come back the next morning fresh. And eat more. For there's a great journey. And a great battle ahead of the church. I believe that we have been children long enough. God is going to turn His church into manhood now. And we played and frolicked as children. Amen. But now we're going to have to put away childish things. Amen. And take on manhood maturity. I believe it was Paul who said, when I was a child, I spoke as a child. Amen. Because he thought as a child. Is that right? But it's time that we begin to think like men and women. For we've got to get down to what? Business. Yes, we've played church enough. Amen. We've gossiped enough. We've challenged one another enough. You've pointed fingers one to another enough. But when you grow up, it's different. You no longer do what you were doing as a child. When you were still low down here in the church ages. But you are growing up to a place where you have got to meet God. Is that right? Take a pen and write. Brother Branham said right there. When the church nears the headstone, they are like him. Is that right? Because you have got to take up the shape and the personality. Is that right? This is where we are. So we are no longer in the days of Paul. This is not the day of Luther. Those days are gone by. This is another age where the headstone has come to take position in your life, and we have got to behave like him. Is that right? Do you see what I'm talking about this morning? Message rupture. Paragraph 13. So now, after you got older, though well we he come in, you got to have something more than that. We are, Paul said, when I was a child, I spoke as a child and thought as a child. You act as a child. But as you grow older, then you begin from making your first couple steps and totally and fall and get up and try it again. Try it again. Then, you after a while, you get so, you can walk a straight line. That's what we have to do. As soldiers of the cross, now is the time to walk a straight line. Write down that highway to glory. Walk a straight line. Children go like this. Because the balance is not yet correct. But you are developed, your balance is straight. Is that okay? Now you can walk straight. Is that our requirement today? When you came in the message, your temptation was scarred.
Say
what?
Scarred.
So the old one says, when did I last smell scarred? Long time ago. And it never affects me now. Is that right? But somebody just coming in. Scarred is a problem. Smell of cigarette.
Say, hey.
I thought it was mine. These are temptations of young people in the message, right? By mistake, you are singing some worldly songs. Hey, brother. But, oh, sorry. Still very close. You are a baby, you are falling off. Is that right? Your wardrobe still has got some of those dresses. By mistake, you put it on. Hey. You take it back, you hang it back. Don't hang it back. There's fire waiting there. For this short one. It's so short. You can't give it to somebody else. Is alright? You were thinking as a child. This is the growth we're talking about. Is alright? You see a woman putting on short dress. Your neck, brother. Say, brother, look here. You are busy discussing something with the brother, but his neck is this other way. Until the wife has got to rub overnight. Because the neck is facing this other side. You are doing it. You are still a baby in Christ. But after 20 years in the message, you can't do that. Is that right? These things cannot tempt you. Sister, after you've been in the message a long time, a young man is whistling. You don't listen to that. Are you a dog? But those who are still battling with that, they always come and repent over some of those little things. Is that right? But if you've been here longer, sanctified, and baptized of the Holy Ghost, whistle doesn't affect you. Is that right? Yeah. Because now you know you're grown up. Men don't struggle with that when they're grown up. If you are still struggling, married men, you are still struggling to overcome your very phone. Not somebody's, your phone. You are still struggling with WhatsApp and Facebook, and you want to see those women there on
your phone. We ask
you, how long have you been in the message?
You are
trying to grow, but you're growing in the wrong direction.
Is that right?
If I'm standing the way I am right now,
am I
progressing? Yes. But some people stand and go backwards. You've been doing well in the message. But how come a small business deal it kills you? You cannot do that. Because God wants you to overcome. And He's going to give you a better deal.
Is that
right? Where are we going to? Charity. It's a super anointing for the brothers in the message, young and old, brothers or sisters. Hallelujah. This is what our desire is. Amen. To be like Jesus. Is that your desire? Yes. Amen. Clean up your phone. Is that right? Clean up your wardrobe. Clean up your bookshelf. Is that right? Clean up your DVD racks and CD racks. To make sure you don't have the wrong stuff in there. Young people today, they don't repent like we used to do when we started off. Brother, when I repented, I was so much into worldly music, right? Then when I repented, brother, I took my whole heap of them records. I went with it to the kitchen. Some thought maybe I want to listen carefully. I put on the stove. It was hot. One by one. One by one. To make sure I won't even buy another one. And I won't listen to another one. All of them were burnt. But our young people, they don't want to clean. Their flesh is so full of dirt. The devil wants to close your eyes so that you won't hear this. Clean your flesh. Clean your wardrobe. You must be careful on what you listen to. It all depends on who is living on the inside. Is that right? When a woman is expecting, there's somebody living on the inside. And that one likes avocado, and the man must run looking for avocado. The one inside is looking for Matimbi. Brother, you must look for them. I heard of one that went over to South Africa. And while she was in South Africa, the one on the inside wanted Matamba. The young man had to come over here to look for Matamba, brother. Because there's somebody in there that is looking for that.
South Africa. I see. The sister was going to go Matamba.
You don't argue with her and say, look, in South Africa. That look, we're in South Africa. We are foreigners here. How come your crave is for something in Zimbabwe? Yes, brother. We're craving for something from another world. Amen. Something on the inside is crying. We need more of Him and less of ourselves. Amen, amen. make the valley full of ditches. Amen. Paragraph 33. Across the river, they went. What will you ask? I wish we would have time to take up before this the law of adoption. Pentecost was born. That's right. Like the sun. But that same son was born in a family. Had to be adopted also. That's right. And there is where you missed your calling. Friend, when the adoption time comes, if that tutor that raised the child found the child not worthy, they absolutely still remained a son. But missed their adoption. Is that right? You remain a child. But adoption, no. But if they was adopted in the family, then there was full fellowship with any check that they wrote was just as good as that their daddy wrote. That's what's the matter today, brother. The church ought to be in adoption right now, bringing into the full favors of God.
See,
he was talking about the individual, now he's talking about the church. Same process. We are ups and downs and ins and outs and ups and downs and ins and outs till God can trust us with nothing.
Hardly.
One day I belong to the assemblies. The next day I belong to something else. And I'm Methodist next day. And Baptist next day. You've packed your paper from church to church. And every little group. You go into the group. I'm in a Baptist now. And the first thing you know, somebody makes me angry. The deacons get wrangling with me. The pastor says something that I don't believe. I pick up my papers and take off over to the Methodist. If the Methodists don't get them, I take them, go to the assemblies or go to the Church of God. I've packed my papers till it's worn out. Get your name wrote on the Lamb's Book of Life. Forget about that. That's right. I've been in the Branham family 44 years. And they never did ask me to join the family. I was born in it. I'm a Branham by birth. And you are a Christian by birth. Hallelujah. You don't join the family of God. You're born in the family of God. That's right. It's all right. Amen. Notice he said, ask me what you will now, and I'll give it to you. Watch. He wasn't afraid to ask. He said, I want a double portion of your spirit. Who was this? This was Elisha. Is that right? He says, I like that. Ask abundantly. Ask for great things. Believe for great things. Said, a double portion of your spirit. This is what Christians must do. They don't ask sparingly. No. Ask for great things. The prophet says, how about a mouse? In the great granaries of Joseph in Egypt. All full of corn.
akazara nechibage kusva
kumusoro. I'll eat one corner a day.
Kagodzo kachiti ndinongodya shanga imwe pazuva.
In case I eat too much, they will all be finished.
Pada ndingazodya shanga dzakawanda shanga dzikapera idzi.
You don't do that.
Haudaro.
Eat as much as possible.
Idya kusvika paunongokutira.
Even until your tail is fat.
Kusvikira kana muswe unoitawo mafuta.
Brother, if you are within the blessings of God, why are you asking little? No, no. You ask everything. Even the great things that you think can never be asked. Amen. That's what you ask for. Amen. Because it's all things are possible to them that believe. He says, I like that. So Elisha asked for a great thing. He says, I know your ministry. I know the number of miracles that you place in your ministry. But me, I don't want half.
And this could have half.
I don't want equal.
And this could have
double. Is all right? I believe this is where the bride is today. We want double. Double of what God did in Brother Branham. We want double. Amen. Some of it is happening in Zimbabwe, some in South Africa, some in Argentina, and the different places. Put them all together. Double.
South Africa, Argentina,
we ask great things, brother. He said, you have asked a hard thing. But nevertheless, if you see me when I go, you'll have it. He says, oh my. I tell you, he had one single thought. That prophet didn't get out of his view. He stayed right with him, watching him. Are we doing the same? Is the word of the prophet in view? Are you looking one side? No, no, brother. In view. Wherever Elijah went, Elijah says, I'm going. Amen. Even if it is too far, he said, I'm going. Is that right? Because the idea was, if you see me go, then you're going to have double portion. If you also want double portion today, keep the message of the prophet in view. Whatever he says, they do it. Even if it is too hard, you do it. He will open up a way for you. Is that right? You do what he tells you to do. Then, double portion. On he went. Up the mountain, down through the valley. Up the mountain, down through the valley. But he kept his eye on the prophet. After a while, there was get up on top of the hill. And down from heaven came a chariot of fire. Cut them apart. And Elijah jumped up on the chariot. He looked back on Elijah. Pulled off the mantle. And threw it back to him. Hallelujah. And away he went into heaven. Elisha took the mantle and walked down to the Jordan, stood there, and there was a school of prophets over there looking at him. Amen. You see what he did? What he would do? He took that mantle and doubled it back and forth and struck that old Jordan and said, where is the God of Elijah? Hallelujah. And she divided one way to the other.
Jordan
other way.
Pamuka.
A beautiful type of the church who has come down through the Lutheran age, Methodist age, and through the Pentecost age, now crossing the
Jordan.
Hallelujah. Is this where we are? May God help us. Amen. We must know where we are by the grace of God. I want to tell you, I won't be able to finish my message. I'm going to read one quote and find a place to stop. Amen. I'm reading from the Laodicean Church Age. 334. Amen. He is a true witness. Amen. Now, this word true is the same word we saw back there in Revelation
3:7.
You recall that it does not mean true as in contrast with false. True witness. It's not the opposite or contrast of false witness. But the word true in this case, it has a richer, deeper meaning by far. It expresses perfect realization in contrast to partial realization.
Now,
back in the Philadelphian age, the coming of the Lord was drawing nigh. What great love that age manifested for him. It reminds me of those beautiful words of Peter
1:8.
Whom having not seen, you love. In whom, though now you see him not, yet believing. You rejoicing with joy unspeakable and full of glory. With them we rejoice also. We haven't seen him, but we have felt him. We know him now as much as our limiting senses can let us. But one day, it will be face to face. That is for this age. He is coming at the end of this age. Partial realization will be made perfect realization. Completed realization. Hallelujah. We have been looking through a glass darkly. Shadows.
Is
that right? Shadows of the Old Testament. Amen. But soon it will be face to face. We've been going through from glory to glory. But soon it will be right in his glory. And in his glory will shine. Hallelujah. We shall be like him. Wondrously like him. Jesus, our Savior divine.
Jesus Christu, muponesi wedu ane humwari.
Isn't that wonderful?
Hazvina kutinakira here.
We are complete in him.
Takakwaniswa mari.
That is true.
Chokwadi chocho.
He would not lie to us about that.
Hangatiudze nema pamusoro pezvinhu.
But one day,
azirimwe zuva,
we will be changed into atoms.
Ticha.
We'll put on immortality. We'll be all swallowed up in life. Then we'll realize realization.
zvadaroka tichacherechedza kucherechedza.
Hey, brother, sister. Amen. We are not trying to make a claim on these scriptures.
Hatizi kungokambira zviri zvedu pamagwaro aya.
But it is him that said it.
Ndiye akazvitaura.
If he said it, brother, we are obliged to accept what he said. Because it is what he said. We can change what he said. If it is him that said it, we just have to line up with what he said. Is that true? Jesus came to this fig tree. He actually knew that it was not time for figs.
Is that
right? And he was looking for figs. How unfair it is. The creator who created seasons. Is that right? And he's coming to a fig tree out of season. And he wants figs out of it. And the fig tree has no figs. And he cursed it. That nobody will ever eat a fig from you again. Brother, it looks unfair. Are you seeing that? It's unfair. The one who created seasons also gives the fig or the tree to know the season. And live and behave according to the seasons that he gives them. But he comes. Wrong time for the tree. But good time for him. Wrong time for the fig tree. That the master is coming for figs, but wrong time, he says. And he doesn't produce the fruit. And he curses it. Brother, we are far from a fig tree. The master cometh and he demands fruit from you. If it is him that created or divided the different
seasons,
then we know he is also able
to
change and produce fruit. Where there was no fruit, when he appears, the fruit must be there. Yes. It has to be there. Whatever he is demanding from you, he is a creator. He can create it for you, and you must produce. Don't look at your limitations. The maker has no limitations. He gives you what he wants to receive from you. Nature tells you, you will never give birth to children. Your very makeup. Even the doctor tells you, because of this, that, and the other, you will never have children. That's what you have been told. But God creates a hunger in you that I want a child. Hallelujah! He is the high priest that is touched by the feeling of our infirmities. Hallelujah! Season or no season. It doesn't matter what the ancestors said about you. You are going to have the baby. If the ancestors told you, you will never marry. But when Almighty God comes, brother, he changes everything. He cancels everything. Mercy. Hero. Hallelujah. He makes things different. He makes things new again. So we don't look at our inabilities. We don't look at what people are saying. We don't look at what the ancestors say. Not even what the book says. What he says is better. What he says overrides. It overrides everything that people can say. Is that true? This is where we are. We want his idea, not our idea. When the prophet prophesied that there's going to be plenty of food in Samaria, he even made notice of the prizes. The rest of the city says, forget about it. It will never happen. It will never happen. That was man. But what did God say? There is going to be change in economy. In Samaria. So God had to make sure what he said must come to pass. The mind of Jesus coming back to be shown and manifested. Four lepers. They said, look, gentlemen. If we stay here, we're going to die. And there's no food in Jerusalem. But these soldiers here, they've got plenty of food. Let's go and talk to them. If they kill us, fine, we're dead. But if we remain here, we're going to die of famine. That thought was a divine thought. Because it was inspired by the prophecy of the prophet. Then they agreed. Their agreement was also inspired. Because people can even stop on the arguments. Is that right? But they all agreed. And they started walking. When they got in the camp, brother, there was no soldier. But plenty of food. And this is what we're talking about. Brother, and they start eating. They finish this, they go on to this one. They change recipes from one tent to the other. And this other soldier says, my friends, we are going to eat, but what's happening in Jerusalem? Let's go and tell them. Brother, they got there. But remember, the prophet he told the big men in the city, you are going to see it, but you'll never eat it. Is that right? Brother, we don't want to be speakers, but we want to be benefactors of what is spoken. Brother, when the message came in the city, brother, there was a stampede until that guy died, according to the word of Elijah. Is that right? His word must always be fulfilled in our life. I want to read this this scripture of John, 1 John 3:2.
1 John.
Amen. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is.
Vadikano. Iye zvino tiri vana vaMwari. Uye zvichigere kuratidzwa kuti tichazovei. Asi tinoziva kuti iye paachazooneswa isu tichafanana naye nokuti tichamuona sezvaakaita.
Is it scripture?
Igwaro here.
Is it in our Bibles?
Zviri mumaBhaibheri edu.
Yes.
Hongu.
Now.
Zvino.
We are the sons of God.
Tiri vana vaMwari.
Our body does not agree with that.
Mitumbi yedu haitenderani nazvo izvo.
The people at work and the people around you, they don't agree with that.
Vanhu vekubasa kwako nevanhu munharaunda yako vanotozviramba futi.
But what do you accept, people or the word of God?
Asi iwe zvino unoda kutenda zviri kutaurwa nevanhu here kana shoko raMwari?
We are the sons of God.
Iye zvino tiri vana vaMwari.
And it doth not yet appear.
Zvichigere kuonekwa.
What we shall be.
Kuti tichazovei.
But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. We shall be like him. Amen. For we shall see him as he is. We've got a prophecy that we shall be like him. Is that right? This world is pulling us down, but the word of God is pulling us up. We got to be like him. We got to behave like him. We got to speak like him. We got to be places like where he can also go. Welcomed where he is welcomed. Is that right? This is the idea, brother, sister. Let's stand upon our
feet.
Hallelujah. Amen. We want to continue singing now. To be like Jesus.
To be like Jesus.
To be like Jesus. Amen. Amen. We want to be like Jesus. How many of you want to be like Jesus? The word of God that was brought to us is Jesus made flesh. Amen. And we want to make sure we are like him. To be like Jesus, on earth I long to be like him, all through life's journey from to glory, I only ask to be like. Sing it again, everybody, to be like Jesus. Like Jesus, on earth I long to be like him, all through life's journey from earth to glory, I only ask to be. Sing it for the last time. To be like Jesus. Like Jesus. To be like Jesus, on earth I long him all through life's journey. From close our eyes.
It's in the name of said.
I believe while the service was going on this morning,
your
mind must have gone through your life, what you've been going through, what you did before, and you want to make up your mind that Almighty God can do something for you. He is able to do that. Amen. And we believe Almighty God is able to forgive you of your sins. You might be thinking right now, Lord, I remember what I did that other time. I was given an opportunity to show the life of Jesus Christ. But I did not. Why don't you give me another opportunity? I want to show this world that I can live for you. We believe Almighty God is able to do that. He gives us opportunities so that the world can see Jesus in us. He can do it. And when, as we get to be praying this afternoon, you say, Lord, it's me. Standing in the need of prayer. I'm not depending on my brother, not my sister, not my mother, father.
And it's cool.
But it's only me. Deal with me. I want to change. I want to be a Christian. I want to be like Jesus. The different opportunities, the different places I go to, I want to show
Jesus
in my life. And we believe that Almighty God is just able to do that for us. I want to ask Brother Zwanda to come forward so that he can commit all these hands to the Lord in prayer. Hallelujah. We believe the Lord is in service. He hears our prayer and he supplies all our needs. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Our gracious Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, you are the master builder, the chief master builder.
Yes.
And as you look upon us, you are seeing greatness in us. But Father, surrounding us and in us, the splendor that is in excess of what we should be. You are like Michelangelo that then takes the chisel and the hammer, working upon your stature, Father God, until we are standing. From faith to virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness. But eternal Father, it is that charity.
Yes.
That is what to keep it up all.
Hallelujah.
Because without
thank you,
charity,
Jesus.
What is faith? Without charity, what is knowledge? Without charity, what is all these things? Father God, they are nothing. Charity ruleth over all things.
Yes.
Charity ruleth, Father, over all things.
Yes, Lord.
Charity ruleth over all works that we may do. This afternoon, my Father, that's why you have come this way. Heavenly
yes,
Father,
Jesus.
Even the foolishness of the preaching of the word, even as they say, but Father, you are building us into that stage of a perfect man.
Yes,
Scripture
Lord.
Has said, we do not know how we shall look like, but we know for certain when he shall come.
Yes.
When you appear like he is.
Yes, Lord.
Because, Father, that's what you are doing to us. You are feeding us with the right material. You You are feeding us with the word of God.
Yes,
and you
God.
Are the word of God.
Hallelujah.
That day, my Father,
thank
if
you,
we
Jesus.
Are the word of God, we will be exactly as you are. Yes. That's our desire, Father. When we come into the house of God, time after time, Lord, it's looking ahead, oh my Father, that day that we know,
yes,
between
Father.
6 and 9 in the morning, Father God, you are going to change us. You are going to translate us in a moment, in a twinkle of an eye, Father God, to be with you. Because upon this place, my Lord, how can we live, how can we do without you? Father, we thank you that you have come in these end times, mighty one, to hold our hand. Heavenly Father, to walk with us in this wilderness. We don't know the journey. We do not know what to do. We do not know what to think. We do not know what to say, oh God. But if charity is in our hearts, Heavenly Father, fill us up. Lord, let us have. Then we are going to say the right thing. We are going to talk the right thing.
Hallelujah.
We are going to think the right thing. We are going to do the right thing. That only which pleases the Lord. That's our desire, Father, this afternoon. As we are standing wheresoever we are standing, Father, our eyes are looking away. Lord, let us pass to you because you are the master builder.
Yes,
you know
Lord.
Our nature. You know, Father God, our weaknesses. You know, Lord, let us pass the things that needs to be sorted out right. Heavenly Father, but we are standing just like that stone before Michelangelo. It didn't run away. It continued standing there, my Father, until
yes,
it finished.
Lord.
Heavenly Father, we need. But at the end of the day, what was standing before Michelangelo was something that was perfect. Something that looked exactly like that which he saw in the vision. Heavenly Father, that's what we know this afternoon. That Father, you are going to work upon us. You continue to work upon us until all the excess things, until all the greenness that is in our lives, Heavenly Father, is taken away as we stand before your presence. We just appreciate you, Father, for the preaching of the word today. Thank you, mighty one, even for your preacher man, Father God, that stood before us today. Father God,
oh, thank you, Jesus.
One side, that the
yes,
Lord.
Of
God may be spoken in our midst this day. We just surrender him to you as we surrender all of us before your presence again.
Yes,
we
Lord.
We need you to take us.
But thank you, Jesus.
By your hand, Lord, we know we may be many right here. Father God, as the singer said, many have come to the altar, yet there's still room. There's still room for every one of us before your presence. You can check each and every
yes,
one of
Lord.
Us by our hand, Lord. No matter how many we are, my Father, you know our individual circumstances, and you can deal with each
yes.
and every circumstance
yes,
Lord. To our satisfaction. Until, as the singer said, they shall come rejoicing.
Yes, Lord.
Every one of us, my Father.
Hallelujah.
Rejoicing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, bringing in the sheaves of the different mighty things that you have allowed us to do. And today you have said, ask great things. Heavenly Father,
hallelujah.
You want to ask great things.
Thank you, Jesus.
We are sinning right now. Whatever in our hearts, Heavenly Father, we are bringing great things. Heavenly Father, someone else might look at it and think it's a small thing. But every one of us is bringing before your presence. Whatever, Lord, we are holding before your presence, it is great to us. And my Father, you will respect it. That
yes, Lord.
And undertake for us. Father, we surrender our day, our lives, into your hands, our service. That is all and glory may be unto you.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Pray to Jesus Christ. Amen.
Hallelujah. Bless you. Thank you.